Unit 8. I slept on the pavement.
Exercise 1. Read. Fan mania. They scream, they cry, and they faint at concerts. They shout and cheer at football matches. They put photos and posters on their walls. They send letters, birthday cards, and gifts. It's all quite normal behaviour. If you're a fan, it can be hard work. Star reporter Jackie Mann talks to two dedicated fans. 14-year-old Melanie from Liverpool.
I've got all Robbie Williams' albums and 10 posters of him on my bedroom wall. The other day, I made a special tape of my favourite Robbie Williams songs. I play it every day. When he gave a concert in Liverpool last summer, I slept on the pavement for 2 nights in the queue for tickets. Yesterday, I bought a Robbie Williams baseball cap, which cost me £15. It was a lot to pay, but I didn't mind. He's the best.
Andy Bolton, 15, from Manchester.
I'm a Manchester United fan. I go to all their matches if I can. Last year, they didn't do so well and came third in the league. But this year, they're brilliant. My dad and I had tickets for the match last Saturday against Liverpool, and they won 4-0. It was fantastic. A lot of the Liverpool fans left before the match ended.
Fan mania is not just a modern phenomenon. It was the same 40 years ago. When the Beatles hit the pop scene in the 1960s...
The Beatles took the top 5 places in the top 10 charts in April 1964. 10,000 screaming fans met the Beatles when they landed at JFK Airport on their second US tour in 1965. Over 50,000 people went to the Shea Stadium in New York and saw the Beatles in concert. When a 17-year-old girl wrote to a New York magazine and asked for a pen friend who was interested in the Beatles, she got 4,000 replies. Fans spent $50 million a year on Beatles souvenirs.